Good morning. Happy Tuesday. This is a beautiful day in which God has made. Let us all rejoice in this, knowing that God is ever present. Matthew 19:26 states that, "But Jesus looked at them and said to them, 'With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.'" How many of you out there are going through right now, where challenges are just so great, and you feel like you can't get through it at all? You feel like it is impossible? I am here to tell you that with God, all things are possible. Let us just get that through our heads on today. With that, whatever the challenges are in your world, all things are possible with God. All things are working itself out. Because we must look inward. And that is our topic of the day. Going inward and finding the light within. There are often times when I cannot utter a word. All I can do is follow the masters of light as they draw ever so closer to me, as they surround me in their presence. And the light that is present appears. These great and mighty beings of light are drawing nearer to each one. Those who have found the answer, which is their true essence of being. The most tangible thing that will ever happen to man or woman is to find the treasure chest, which is their own divine Christ presence that radiates about them, that radiates about you. Once called forth from the very recesses of your heart, that divine light lets the masters of light know that you are ready for your discipleship and your training. Most of you will not hear what I am trying to convey to you. No. The reason for that is this. My light is so bright that it distracts that which is covered in the shadows of life. It will not comprehend, because some of you are on a track to Never Never Land, right? Yes, Never Never Land. What is that, Tammy? You may say. Well, I will tell you that Never Never Land represents the never will I listen to those people who are blinding me with their lies of this thing called presence. Presence? What is that? Never will I ever be consumed by what she's emitting out, which is not what I am used to. I wasn't taught that, so I won't listen to that. Never will I ever conform to what she's saying, because she's not qualified to teach me anything. Who does she think she is? Never will I ever submit myself to that kind of teaching. She wasn't raised that way. Oh no! How could she stray away from what she was taught? That is so sad of her. Let me rest in that understanding for a moment of silence. Archangel Michael in legions of light. Archangel Michael in legions of light. Guard me now. Guard me. Safeguard me. My beloved Michael in legions of light. No one will ever be able to comprehend me if they're covered in darkness. No one will ever hear me if their ears can't seem to listen. No one will be able to see me, because the shadows of life have hidden the very thing that you are supposed to see, if you are searching for it. No one will be able to think on me, because the shadows of life have clogged up your minds so much so that you cannot concentrate or focus on salvation. No, there are too many distractions of life in the way of your progress. Mark 9:23 states, Jesus said to him, if you have believed, or if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Mark 9:23. Write that down, because there are too many distractions of life in the way of your progress. The rent is due. The bills are great. And the food doesn't taste good anymore. But I have to consume it in order to live. And the kids need clothes for school and supplies. And the daycares are filled, and I have to look for another daycare or school for them. And yada, yada, yada. My significant other, my spouse, just got laid off. I can't take it anymore. How did we get here? Busy with the cares of what life has done to us. Luke 18:27 states, "But he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God." Right? Everything is possible with God. We each must work on ourselves. We each must work on ourselves. We must begin the process of fixing ourselves, changing what life has thrown at us, to begin the process of healing ourselves and the recovery of the self. We must each individually perfect ourselves. This is not impossible, but possible. No matter what life has done to you, how deep in it you are, what matters is that in the perfecting of you, the mighty I Am presence is there to assist you. The mighty I Am presence is there to assist you. So let me show you how to perfect yourselves each day. Our short preamble is this: in the name of my beloved I Am presence, higher mental bodies of all mankind, all great beings, powers, and legions of light. Our beloved Master Chohan El Moria, Archangel Michael, Archei Faith, Elohim Hercules, and Lady Amazonia. Perfect me. Perfect me. Perfect me now. Archangel Michael, protect us in the perfection of the ascension. Archangel Uriel, still us and quiet our minds in the stillness of the hour as we enter into that moment of silence with presence. Elohim Peace, Saint Germain, and Elohim Arcturus, and all who serve in the Temple of Truth and the Temple of the Ascension. Come.
Come. Come. Come, come, come.
In your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies, raise your cosmic swords of blue flame of 1,000 suns from the great central sun that transcend every human concept. Give these decrees with us. Hold them eternally sustained, ever expanding and world engulfing and reign everywhere supreme with full power for all eternity. And our decree declaration on the healing contemplation. I am the Christ presence within me, drawing me through the magnetic power of its love into the full realization and acceptance of my divinity. Jeremiah 32:27 states, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? I do now abide within that presence, and I am its full manifestation of perfection right now. I am its full perfection right now. Its full manifestation of perfection right now. My mortal consciousness is now centered within the sacred fire, within my heart, and there I am at one with the divine concept of my own perfection, which shall now be made manifest through me. The sacred fire within my heart is now expanding with full power in all its beauty and perfection through every center within my body, and I shall now attain full use and mastery over all the inner faculties and their centers of force within me. I am the Christ presence within me, drawing me through the magnetic power of its love into the full realization and acceptance of my divinity. I do now abide within that presence, and I am its full manifestation of perfection right now. My mortal consciousness is now centered within the sacred fire within my heart, and there I am. There I am at one with the divine concept of my own perfection, which shall now be made manifest through me, the sacred fire within my heart is now expanding and expanding and expanding with full power and all its beauty and perfection through every center within my body. And I shall now attain full use and mastery over all the inner faculties and their centers of force within me. Our prelude for today. I would like for you to speak to the I Am Presence above you. Don't be afraid of getting too familiar with your presence. And don't feel you have to bow and scrape before it. Just with the fullness of joy, acknowledge and say, "Oh, beloved, mighty I Am Presence, here I am, a projection of thyself. Glorify thyself in me, in the projection of thy wondrous perfection and mighty directing intelligence. Cause this body to glow with thy perfect health and strength. Beloved mighty I Am Presence, here I am, a projection of thyself. Glorify thyself in me, in the projection of thy wondrous perfection and mighty directing intelligence. Cause this body to glow with thy perfect health and strength. Beloved mighty I Am Presence, I love thee. I adore thee. Please safeguard me all the days of my life. Cause this mind and body to glow with the fullness of thy health and energy, with thy light substance called forth from the love star, which cannot be requalified by human feeling. Charge me, charge my mind, charge my body and world with the fullness of thy light substance, and cause the intelligence which thou art, O mighty I Am Presence, to sweep into action in my world and produce thy perfection and hold thy dominion here. It is so wonderful, precious ones of the light, to know you have contacted. It is so wondrous to know that you have contacted and become aware of that great infinite intelligence, which can and does release into your world everything you require for the glory, the freedom, and the perfection which it wishes to express through you, and with which it can only fill your world by expressing through you. After all the centuries you have waited, and it has waited, to have an opportunity to give you this assistance, which it could not do without your attention given to it. It is so wonderful. It is so very wonderful You are moving in a vast sea of light substance in the acknowledgement of your presence. To be in a position to move within this light substance, which is creatively formed and fashioned here for your blessing and the eternal expansion of your light, is the greatest gift of life. When I say you have entered into a very powerful divine activity, in the presence of this light substance, you must always have the strength. You must always have the power and joy of the I Am presence. I am excited for you because each time I brought forth the great I Am in my meditational practices, I was filled with so much emotions. I cried because it was such a powerful experience for me. When I began the practice of meditating each day on Mighty I Am Presence. So in your heart is your perfection. This is the powerhouse, your treasure chest of knowing you can do all things through the Christ that is within you. All these things, such as the darkness, not allowing you to see the light, the many cares of life beckoning at your door, will start to be stable and not an annoyance for you, because you will tackle everything that is in front of you with Christ's presence operating. Your beloved Mighty I Am presence goes into action, fixing a lot of the issues that you have or that you may have. Fixing those relationships that you can't seem to understand. The many people, the colleagues, your beloved spouse or significant other, the contentions at work, the car that is inoperable will suddenly be operating with an unexpected guest that happens to be passing by and can fix it. Life will change for you. The cares of life become solved. All these things are human qualifications which you can set aside in the acknowledgement of your presence. Be strong. Be firm. And be practical in the application of these great laws as you go about practicing in silence to bring forth the perfection of life. You will begin the process of acceptance, because acknowledging presence is the first step to growing and understanding that which is your Christhood. I will repeat that. Acknowledging presence is the first step to growing and understanding that which is your Christhood. The second step is the acceptance. The second step. Is the acceptance of the Mighty I Am Presence. Acceptance of the Mighty I Am Presence is needed to maintain your faith and presence the great I am. Hebrews 4:16 states, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Hebrews 4:16. Call your mighty I Am presence into action. Go forth in the glory of its mighty radiance and directing intelligence. And you can be sure that the great ascended masters of light, the cosmic beings, and other heavenly hosts will give you every assistance possible to quicken the process of your eternal freedom. In my past, I had a thirst to learn so much about Christ's presence. I was so excited about going deep into my spiritual activity and learning so much about myself. It has taken me many years and many seasons of learning to perfect myself, and much needed help from the masters of light in the quickening process of delving deep into learning about myself. Meditate often on yourself, as I have explained to you regarding the candle in your daily practice. Your daily practice of lighting the candle. Once you light the candle, concentrate and focus on the flame. Close your eyes for a moment. Open your eyes. Concentrate on the flame. Close your eyes once again. Open your eyes. Concentrate on the flame. Then close your eyes. Continue to do this until the flame appears in the middle of the forehead while your eyes are closed. Learn also the breathing techniques as you meditate on the flame of life. The in-breath, the held breath, the out-breath, and thy directing breath is important. That the visualization held in the mind of the flame and your part in its expansion, you must expand that flame. Allow it to grow bigger and bigger and bigger. This practice is invaluable. The vision of this sweeping flame and its effect upon the life of the planet, held strongly in your mind, makes each one of you an important and integral part of this cosmic service. Each day, and our prayer invocation for today is this. Our prayer invocation and supplication is, in the name of our beloved mighty I Am presence, we call to the great hosts and legions of light who have assisted life so long on this blessed planet. Our beloved Chohan, an ascended master of light, beloved Almoria, who is overlighted in the area of Luxor, Egypt, which is an etheric retreat. He brings forth to the planet the will of God, and in this manner of God's will, we are assured the qualities of life that is projected down to Mother Earth and the areas of perfection, the areas of faith, protection, and God's will. All of these God qualities for the planetary system and that of all creation to bless all life on this blessed planet. I ask for the assistance throughout the entire continent of America, all of the Americas, North America, South America, and Central America. Especially do I ask for the people of Maui, Lahaina area and region, for the people of this land to awaken to their divine soul selves urgently. We must come into alignment to assist all souls throughout the rest of the world now. It is because of our ignorance and lack of knowledge and understanding that we have been lost for eons of time. We are the lost tribes of Israel coming back to the Mother Africa in an effort to change the scope of the entire planetary system. We must bring to our higher soul selves the urgency of the hour and the protection that is needed to send forth the call throughout the entire land to arise and awake on today. We must come into a state of preparedness now as I extend forth my hands to my brothers and sisters throughout the Americas. Please be guided now by this clarion call. Please call forth your mighty I Am presence now to release the energies to bring about the protection that is needed for your being now. We must allow this great law of life to act in the prevention of the sinister forces perpetrating on our lands. We have come through thousands of embodiments returning to Earth again and again in this cycle of life that must be stopped now. We each have the experience of life that has had the darkness in our worlds for eons of time, and this has caused us not to gain our freedoms because of distractions with the things of life that are not of importance. We must take action now. We must take action now. We must take action now. The light of the world is in position to serve you as you now understand the mighty I Am presence is here to protect and serve you individually and collectively as you call the powers of light into action on today. I ask that each one begin a regimen of daily practice in the restoration of learning about the mighty I Am presence, of issuing the decrees daily and spring forth their heartfelt desires emotionally and physically to stimulate their minds, hearts, and feelings to allow the changes in our world to manifest quickly. As the feelings of life are upon each one, we must be vigilant in our heartfelt calls to our divine presence. All the glory, all the power, and all the authority must be won in order for us to gain the victory into the great central sun. Our activity of light, the goddess of light, has given us a meditation for increasing the light within us. She said, "It is well to develop a meditation on light, whereby you see pinpoints of light throughout the body. Visualize yourself as a giant Christmas tree with a candle on every little twig and branch, so that a million candles might burn on your tree of life to light the way for millions. Remember that at every point of every cell of your body, there is a nucleus in the atom, and there is a central sun in every cell. These are points of light. These are, as it were, manifestations of the great central sun at microscopic levels. Vibrant health within the body helps to keep the light circulating. One may enjoy the vibrant mind that is quick and alert and desire the body that is truly aligned with the law of God and the joy of the Lord. Each step, the first step, is to control yourself in the stilling of all outer activity of both the mind and body. 15 to 30 minutes at night before retiring, in the morning before the day's work, using the following exercise will do wonders for anyone who will make the necessary effort. The second step is to make certain of being undisturbed, and after becoming very still, picture and feel your body enveloped in the dazzling white light. The first 5 minutes, while holding the picture, recognize and feel intensely the connection between the outer self and your mighty God presence within. Focusing your attention upon the heart center and visualizing it as a golden sun. The next step is to acknowledge your presence with the following verbiage. I now joyously accept the fullness of the mighty God presence. I am the pure Christ. And repeat that, and continue to keep repeating that. And you must feel it as you repeat that. And once you are done with that, you must close your meditation by giving it this command: I am a child of the light. I am a child of the light. I love the light. I love the light. I serve the light. I serve the light. I live in the light. I am protected, illumined, supplied, sustained by the light. And I bless the light. Continue to repeat that with the closing of your meditation. And the affirmation for today is, I am God perfection. I am God perfection. I am God perfection. And our closing for today is, we are every day striving for perfection. We must command into our existence the love of perfection. Come now, the wisdom of perfection come now. The power of perfection come now. I am a son of that great cosmic Christ love that ever pours its healing radiance in, through, and around me and fills my body with that flame which becomes its permanent healing, its permanent strength, and its permanent perfection and protection always. This is the end of our audio programming. This is Tammy Dennis with Destiny, the Open Door in Our Spiritual Life Teaching, signing off. May the grace of God be with you. May the light of God forever shine in your life. May the will of God, the perfection of God, the faith of God, and the protection of God always be in your realm of life. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Adonai Sabaoth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear destiny, the open door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. Almighty I am. I am light, I am light, I am light, I am light. Oh.